I'm Walt Lidlow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. He is hosting an economic development and land-based industries roundtable in Houghton later this month. It'll be the 25th and 26th at Michigan Tech. And here's more information with State Senator Ed McBroom.
Mainly we're talking about mining and forestry and agriculture at other times would be lumped in with land-based as well. But in this case, it's mainly focusing on mining and forestry.
Mm-hmm. So what's the purpose here of doing this? I understand you're bringing some of your legislative colleagues along. You're looking to meet with some of the leaders. What's going to be happening?
Well, right now, you know, there's a lot of opportunities in mining and forestry that are really important to the Upper Peninsula's economic future. And a lot of the reason why these things are important is because of other developments of technology that are going on and that we see our state making investments in, particularly, you know, I think the most notable one is batteries. And yet the real frustration is that the state is rolling out the red carpet for the batteries and some of the forest products needs, the final products. But we have opportunities, especially here in the UP, to do the raw materials, the initial mining or processing, and the state just kind of turns its nose up at that. And so I and a number of others are trying to highlight that, trying to say, why can the governor's office and the administration roll out the red carpet and have a big groundbreaking with a battery plant or an automotive company and basically say, whatever you need from us, permits, we'll get them for you. You need this moved, we'll move it for you. But if somebody wants to dig the raw materials out of the ground or process them or making the batteries, this thing's like, well, good luck to you. Come and see us, you know, in 10 years after you spend $10 million and we'll see how far you are. And so that's just a hugely frustrating part. And this roundtable is to really discuss what opportunities exist and how UP legislators especially can bring this to the attention and get the same sort of excitement and passion generated amongst our state agencies and economic development downstate for what we can do here to be part of that.
This is coming up on July 25th and 26th on the campus of Michigan Tech in Houghton. As I mentioned, you have some legislative colleagues, but also you're going to be talking with some folks in the education, economic, and even the technology sectors. How are you looking to blend these two? How are you looking to make them work better together?
Well, I think one of the things that we really want to highlight is the opportunities, right? We want to make sure that we're publicly sharing these opportunities exist and that we're hearing from those in the education world, especially at Michigan Tech, where they're helping to engineer these things. They're helping to increase the technology. One of the big opportunities right now is in mass timber, the opportunity to build major construction projects with forest products, you know, because of the increased availability of the laminated beams and other things. Michigan Tech's been doing some tremendous research on this. It was recently awarded a capital outlay project to install new machines to test this mass timber products for strength. And so we're going to highlight that, what Tech's doing on mining and forestry, and then bring in the industry as well. But, you know, I'm hoping that the final result is that, you know, my downstate colleagues who are on the budget committees, who are on the committees that deal with economic development, can help me put pressure on the administration and on the departments to get the same sort of passion and attention that they just seem to automatically give when Ford or GM, you know, knocks on the door and says, hey, we could do 1,000 jobs here if you'll help us out. Well, we have 1,000 job opportunity right now in the west end of the UP for copper mining. Why isn't the state all over that? Why aren't they rolling out the red carpet for it? And I've talked to a few people in the administration who want to, but they just don't seem to be able to break through. So we're hoping that bringing all of this to the fore can really help show just how sincere and real this opportunity is.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom. Again, the Economic Development and Land-Based Industries Roundtable will be at Michigan Tech July 25th and 26th. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.